So Facebook is going to change its name. I don't really get what's going on here, as it's reported by USA Today. Farewell Facebook, hello Meta. CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced that Facebook, the company, is changing its name to Meta to reflect its growing focus on the metaverse. If you don't understand that, you're along with me. But Daryl Keyser is the founder and CEO of Candy Box Marketing, and he joins me on this now. Daryl, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. Yeah, a lot of people were pretty confused with that announcement yesterday and, you know, almost checking their phones and apps to see if the Facebook icon was about to change. But, you know, it's important to know that Facebook, the company, has changed its name. I don't think, you know, that the app is going to be changing its name anytime soon. It's now just considered part of the family of apps.
All right. Why don't you give us a thumbnail on what Meta means and what's the metaverse?
Sure. So, I mean, Meta means, like, for them, it means the word beyond. And it's a nod towards what they're looking to invest in. Facebook is actually investing about $10 billion into this thing called the metaverse. And I would break it down into two different technologies that, and there may be more, where if we remember, like, virtual reality, where you can, you know, put on a headset and be somewhere. Sometimes this has been done in gaming in the past. Mm-hmm. That's one area. And then the other area is augmented reality, where, you know, you enter or you're looking at your room with your glasses on, but then all of a sudden you can change the environment. So you can, you know, imagine a new couch or something in front of you. So the metaverse is really almost like, if you can imagine it, like, it's almost like they're creating a new internet, but instead of web pages and images and text, think of it as like a virtual world. Like if you remember the movie The Matrix, it's almost like they're creating a matrix that we could all go into, build, and participate in.
That didn't look like a world I wanted to inhabit.
Well, yeah, certainly not with all the guns and stuff. Hopefully this world is a little bit more friendly than that world, and we're not all movie stars. But, you know, like right now, it's not changing our daily life at this point. I think at this point, it's almost like if somebody in 1981 said, we're investing in this thing called the internet, and people are going to be able to speak to each other from opposite ends of the world. It doesn't mean a lot today. But, you know, imagine in the future if you can, you know, actually sit down for a movie with your friends on a Friday night, but they're all in different countries, you're watching the same movie, you can turn your head and see your friend, hear them interact, or you can go see your counselor online that may be in a different place. And so, you know, we've just had a year and a half or whatever it's been of Zoom meetings. So let's take Zoom out of the equation. Imagine you're wearing a headset and you're now just somewhere else that you could have created or a company could have created.
Okay, so Facebook made this announcement yesterday, and they're changing their name to Meta. Is it because there's an exciting new world of opportunity for them, or are they just covering for the fact that they had a lot of bad press and they'd like to dump the name?
Yeah, there's been a lot of speculation of, okay, you know, Facebook's in the news with all this bad press, so maybe they're just trying to switch. I don't think so. I mean, the bad press... I mean, actually, Facebook has always really had not the best press, but, you know, the really damning press has happened over the last 6 weeks. And you don't rebrand a company in 6 weeks. This has literally been years in the making. Mark Zuckerberg has always been investing in different things to do with virtual reality. So this, I think this is maybe an interesting time that Facebook is just making the announcement, but I don't think it's because of all the issues that Facebook has been happening. They are really investing in this new, you know, Meta virtual universe. And this has been a plan for a long time. So it's not just a small name change. It is a pretty big move that this company, you know, this billion or $100 billion company is making.
Daryl Keyser is with me. He's the founder and CEO of Candy Box Marketing. And we're talking about Facebook changing its name to Meta. Now, Facebook also owns Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp. I use all of those things. And I don't use the Facebook itself, but I use these other things. Will that change for any of us?
So for the foreseeable future, no. These have massive user groups all over the world. They're not going to be rebranding these things that I can see at this time, and there's no plan to. What they may be integrated with later on is that you could go into WhatsApp and then have, you know, that ecosystem of, let's say, just a group chat, and then move that into a Meta meeting if ever is such thing. But all those brands are going to continue to operate. And you actually mentioned a really interesting point. So Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp are actually the top three messaging apps in the entire world. They've got over 4 billion users. Okay, so more than half the world uses these apps for everything from connecting with friends and family to commerce. When Facebook went down for 6 hours the other day, there were third world nations that depended on this for their livelihood, right? So these things aren't going away. Nothing's going to be changing in your life over this next year to do with these apps. If anything, all we're going to see is these apps get integrated into new Facebook products, maybe amalgamate, like come together. And so that you don't need to actually use three apps anymore. It may start coming into one app that all of your relationships and messages and stuff can be carried on.
Yeah, I'd like Zuckerberg to work a little harder on WhatsApp. I mean, I work for a company that's owned by a phone company, Bell, but I enjoy the fact that I can connect with somebody around the world at no extra cost by using WhatsApp. But it's pretty shaky sometimes.
Yeah, and so we're kind of seeing the evolution of technology in this area, right? So if you can imagine, like, you know, what are you using WhatsApp for? Connecting. Same with Facebook. Same with Instagram. That's really been Facebook's entire MO. It's been their plan of just connecting people worldwide, whether it's through video, images, text. And so, you know, this metaverse thing is really the evolution and what they're betting on. I mean, we'll see. Like, I don't buy everything that Facebook has, but they're betting on the fact that the next point of the internet, you know, if we want to call it Web3, is us as people being able to connect digitally. And, you know, you may be able to put on a pair of, you know, Ray-Ban Facebook glasses and then look right in your living room. And there's a family member that's in a different, you know, like sitting on your couch that is living in a different country. And although it seems a bit strange to us now, so did, you know, Uber, you know, 10, 15 years ago, just pulling out our phone and having a stranger pull up with their car and us getting into it, right? And so this is really, you know, thinking about the next evolution of what's coming up next. As a company, we're even thinking about how we can integrate this into our business. And so for, you know, we used to go to, you know, IKEA on a Saturday, but we may now be bringing IKEA to us, where we just put on a VR headset, we go shopping, and then virtually see that new couch or futon in that room that we're standing in and make decisions and kind of like, you know, with our hands, just gesture and build the room from our house. And so we may not be enjoying the meatballs and French fries on Saturday and just decide to stay home and redecorate with a VR headset.
You know, there are so many times when I am so thankful for the modern communication that we have and the instant ability to reach out and touch someone, so to speak, but we don't touch them. And I always use a line from a Johnny Cash song, flesh and blood needs flesh and blood. There's a point at which human beings need to be physically, not virtually, in the same room.
Absolutely. And I really hope this doesn't replace it. I mean, this has been going on for years anyways. If you think of like the online gaming community, right? People building friendships online and isolating themselves. I don't necessarily think that's a good thing, but I hope that this is going to be an addition to and not a replacement of real relationships. So let's just say if it's the person living in Northern Ontario that wants a consultation with a brain surgeon for their kid and sick kids, that'll just be easier for them to do before the surgery. Instead of going out and fighting traffic and doing all that stuff just to buy a simple product or to look at something, we just make things a little bit easier. Even if you look at the online dating scene, right, the majority of people, not the minority, the majority of people are actually meeting people online. But you and I both know, I mean, there's a little bit of flesh and blood that's needed in, you know, having a marriage and a relationship and stuff. And so, although, yes, it can start online, that's not where we live, right? We're not just fully plugging into the matrix and hopefully that doesn't become our reality. Hopefully it's just an augmented reality, that it's just something that adds to the experience.
All right. An extension of the virtual reality as Facebook becomes Meta. And I've been speaking with Daryl Keyser, founder and CEO of Candy Box Marketing. It's always good to talk to you, Daryl. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks so much, Jerry.